beyond the business park, what specific economic development experience would you bring to the table as supervisor? What role would you play as supervisor in bringing in new businesses to the community and boosting the overall economy of the town? And again, not just at the business park.
Correct. I think there's a lot to do, and there's a lot we can do. One of the things we have to do is work together with everybody, the county, the village, and the town. They all have to work together. And there are businesses out there, I think, that we can attract here. We have a good thing going with some of the businesses here, such as AMA, Trudeau Institute, and now the biotechs that are down inside the village, but also inside the town of Harriettstown. There's room for growth. I think both the one that's in the village offices now has already grown since they've moved in, and they've expanded their personnel. This is a great thing, and I think it can move forward. Not just there, but maybe up on Trudeau property also. That would be even better. I think that Trudeau Institute is turning the corner and going to be a very healthy, strong business in our community. Hopefully within the next year. And hopefully they're going to grow again. And that's just good for everybody around. Everybody. The whole town. If I say it's just for the village, well, I don't mean that. I mean it's good for everybody. I can work with people. I know I can do this. We've done it. I was part of the other bringing the biotech firms in, that deal. I was on that. And I'm very optimistic we can bring more people here.
And I can, again, restate the question anytime either of you need it. Go ahead, Bob.
Business economic development in, I mean, we were part, the town of Harriettstown was part of the bringing the biotechs in. We're the final piece of the puzzle. The village needs someplace to move to to open up their offices for one of those firms, and we had the second floor of the town hall was open. So we worked with them, and we got, Tom was part of that. He came down one night, and we toured the upstairs to see if it would fit their needs, and we got them into the upstairs, and then we reduced the rent to them so that we could open up the Sears parking lot, which helps the economic development of the entire town, having that lot open, because it's, as you can see, it's been full almost every day. There's that lot is a very vital piece to the whole community. But you know, Harriettstown had a hand in bringing biotech into our town before, when we moved Bionique from Essex County out to the business park. Okay, now they're looking to expand. The difference with Bionique and the ones down in the old village offices, the Bionique built their own building. You know, there was no taxpayers' dollars spent on that enterprise. There's other things you can do. I mean, they've got we got the broadband going right down. I don't know if it's going down Church Street or going down Main Street, but it just needs to be tapped into that final mile connection. And tell you whatever the town can do to help out those people. I mean, that goes right by the business park too. So I mean, you could, if someone had a business that was broadband based, you know, like a and there's a lot of them out there. You know, that the quality of life in this area is what's going to bring people here, and I think the business park is a prime spot where we could possibly get someone to go in there, bring that true broadband down that little stretch of road down to a new business, and you could have a good thing going there as well as in the village. There's got to be other sites here in the village that would benefit from that, other than just the homes and the schools. There's got to be other businesses in town that would benefit from having that true broadband brought right to their door.